Hey guys, we're here with Coach Rodwan and Quentin Pomier. If you have any questions, please raise your hand. Start with Charlie.
Coach, just your overall thoughts on that game and the performance, especially a very positive first half, I think, until the couple of goals right at the end.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, honestly, to get to so close to halftime against a very good opposition. I think the boys worked extremely hard to stay compact, deny big chances. We had a few chances. If you have chances on the break, we couldn't capitalize from. So I think up to that point, we were very confident in our abilities and hope to show more in the second half. But when you take two goals so late, it changes everything. And then you have to open up. When you open up against oppositions like this, they don't need big chances to score. So it's heartbreaking. It's tough. I don't think the boys deserve that scoreline. I think there was moments where they really showed that they were brave and they were able to show their quality. So... just unfortunate the scoreline doesn't represent the game.
Quentin, the same to you. Just your thoughts on the whole game?
Yeah, I think it's a good experience. We learn a lot about this game. We have a big lose tonight, but it's about many little details that we need to improve for season.
Quentin, you've been drafted by FC Edmonton in the past. Yes, I'm curious, that's where Campiel link. Could you maybe just speak to what it's like to be back at a Canadian Premier League stadium like this, since you were drafted in it, to work back through the Canadian Championship to have this opportunity?
Yeah, it's good to have an opportunity like that. I think our team are not that good at the professional team, but we learn a lot. For most of the players, it's new for us, so we need to improve. We need to learn about this defeat, and that's it.
And Amro, for you as well, what was the message at halftime, especially in terms of how strong you guys started the game versus the last sort of 5 minutes just before halftime to see the two goals?
It was just that we were very, very good, and they should have been proud of themselves for that for the first 40 minutes. But at this level, we lack a second of concentration, and we get punished. But for the second half, we had nothing to lose, so we wanted to take a few more chances, and we didn't really have a choice. In a knockout game, you have to go. So we did that, and unfortunately, we get punished with being a bit too open in the second half.
Coach Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press. It's fresh in your mind, and then you may have just answered this, but what do you think the learnings are from this evening?
The learnings are simple. At the top level, you can't take a break for half a second. Even if you think you're the ball is far away from you and it's not dangerous, that's the difference between being a pro and an amateur player. So we have to learn from this that no matter what, we have to be disciplined for 90 minutes in everything that we do. And yeah, if not, we get punished.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, just one more, Coach. We've seen these Ligue 1 Quebec teams play in this competition for several years now. Just how strong is the level of football in Quebec? And just, obviously, York are going to go play a game in Quebec at the end of this month. Just what do you think they need to know about football and the game in a province?
I think it's been pretty clear over the last few years. There's been a lot of good players coming out of Quebec. It's a top league. It is a top league. And the difficulty for us is not being able to play often other League One teams, so from other provinces. So we're just stuck in our province, and we have to be able to leave the province to get quality games to match something of this opposition. And that's not easy for amateur clubs. There's a lot of costs to that, and it's two different worlds. But for us, we get the opportunity here. It's unfortunate we have to wait another year, but our intentions is to be back every year. As a club, we want to see how far we can go and try and help as many players as we can showcase their ability and maybe get to the next level as well. So. Quebec is a strong league. I'm certain, and I hope in the near future there'll be a club coming out of there in the CPL and keep growing this league.
Leading on to the, because of League One Ontario, it sounds like you'd like to play Scrosapi and maybe have a team from British Columbia come in. Do you think, what time of the year would that be? Because they have so many players off to school, goodbye, Coach. But you think that could be pulled off?
I think it would be interesting. Now it's been a few years now that League One in different provinces are there, and you know, making for all the League One teams in different provinces, it's very tough to jump into the Canadian Championship and compete. So we did it in League One. It happened with the girls, the Interprovincial Championship for 2 years. I think it would be cool for other provinces to play each other often. If you know, if it's the highest level in our province, we should be able to play some more competition in other provinces of the similar level. So maybe, I don't know, you know, it's not my job to come up with the structure, but I think something maybe throughout the season or end the season, that would be cool.
I think,
you know,
it happened in 2014. Toronto FC3, they played a best of Quebec team. They got together. And that was back and forth, too. So that was maybe about October or so. It was done.
It would be interesting. I don't know what the structure would look like, but I think it's possible. I think the clubs would love that as well. Something interprovincial throughout the season would be cool.
Great, thanks.
Last one.
You said that League One Quebec is really competitive, and your new season for League One Quebec that basically announced that promotion relegation will be in play. What do you see the future for promotion relegation for League One Quebec?
Well, it's an opportunity for all other clubs to raise their standards and try to get to League One. Everybody has aspirations. All the clubs want to try and get better at what they do. And it's good to have promotion and relegation for nobody to get comfortable and everybody to raise their standards. But League One and League Two and Three League Two and Three are new, right? So clubs who were in a lower structure had to raise their standards to now abide to that. Making a jump directly to League One might be difficult, but it's a learning process for everyone. And it's better for everybody as well. I think everybody's going to have to keep raising their standards, keep up the work, make sure they work harder and get better every season, because there's a ton of clubs. Like in our League Two and League Three structure, I think there's 30 clubs. Right? So there's a lot. All the clubs are hungry. So I think it's better overall for our province. The standards are just going to keep getting higher.
Thank you, guys.
Good. Thank you, guys. Hope to see you next year.